evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. Somehow or another, I'm managing to come back to you tonight again on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I had a pretty rough day yesterday, but it's all worked out today. We do have a guest this evening, a very talented writer who's come out with a very, well, it would be an understatement to say a very good book. So we'll just leave it at that for the moment. I'll introduce him in a moment or so. In the meantime, folks, I just wanted to mention, just kind of follow up on what we've been discussing here this week to a certain extent on a regular basis. That's the subject of Russia and whether or not Russia is really an enemy, whether the communists are hiding under the bedclothes over there, ready to spring out and show us that communism isn't really dead, that Putin, the President Putin of Russia, is some sort of secret communist who's going to revive the old Soviet Union. Well, in any case, I pointed out that the Council on Foreign Relations, the Rockefeller and Rothschild-funded think tank in New York, they've called for President Bush to hit Putin and hit him hard. The Washington Post newspaper and the Washington Times for the past several days, including today, by the way, Washington Post, in fact, had a prominently placed opinion page piece again attacking Russia and saying that President Putin is not the best thing. So anyone who thinks that the international elite in the United States are somehow pro-Soviet communist and pro-Putin, that's not the case at all, folks. It's getting more and more apparent that yes, communism is dead, and Russian nationalism, which helped bring about the death of Soviet communism, is on the rise, and I guarantee you the New World Order crowd do not like that. Now, speaking of the New World Order, that brings up an email that I got last night from one of our listeners, and it inspired me to invite our guest on today. He just happened to call me about another matter, and I was about to call him to ask him to come on the program. Well, folks, I got this email from someone who is a listener to RBN, and they said in the email, you know, Mr. Piper, I like your show. I've been listening since you started, and I agree with you. I'm against the New World Order. But the person went on to say they respectfully disagreed with my criticisms of Israel because they went on to say, well, Israel is God's handiwork. The Jews are God's chosen people. And as a consequence of that, we cannot be critical of Israel because, well, that's just the way it is. Well, I want to come down to earth, folks. You know, be that as it may, we need to talk reality. And we have a guest here tonight who can help us talk reality. And we're going to be bringing him up after the break. His name is Mark Glenn. And he's the author of a fantastic book called No Beauty in the Beast. One of several books he's written. It's a book that puts this whole question of Israel in perspective. You know, I always tell myself, I'm going to come on and talk about Ireland or Iceland or Indonesia one night, but you know, this problem of Israel is so much in the news because, you know, we have this Israeli lobby meeting here in Washington, and they are pushing to get us into war against Iran, folks. Just like they got us into the war in Iraq. And, you know, I don't want to see any more Americans die for the interests of another country because that's what the whole Iraq war has been about. No other reason, folks. And that's what the war against Iran, which they are trying to get us into, that's what the war is all about. It's all about Israel. And the guest we're going to be bringing up, Mark Glenn, in his book, tells the whole story, really, folks. So please tune in and get your pen and paper handy. We want to get Mark to give out his address, his website, let you know where you can get this wonderful book. So get that pen and paper handy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network from right here in Washington, D.C., home of American Free Press.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, D.C. You know, they played a commercial for American Free Press over the break. I hope you were listening very carefully because it is a good newspaper. And I was just down in the American Free Press office today. They're going to the printer tonight, and lots of good articles in this issue that's coming up. And I do want to mention a young lady called in last night and suggested that American Free Press do an article on the new film by Aaron Russo, the patriot activist. His film is Freedom, Not Fascism. Well, I'm pleased to tell you that I didn't make it materialize, but my colleague Pat Shannon has an article about Mr. Russo's film in this issue of American Free Press. So I'm glad to say that that will be available in the next issue. So if you're not familiar with American Free Press, please go to the website at AmericanFreePress.net and learn more about how you can subscribe to this very important newspaper. Okay, folks, you know, there's a headline in today's Washington Post that gives me a perfect segue into our discussion with our guest here tonight, Mark Glenn, author of two very good books. The headline says, "Negative perception of Islam increasing," and basically goes on to say that a new Washington Post ABC News poll says that nearly half of Americans, 46%, have a negative view of Islam, and that's 7 percentage points higher than in the months after September 11th, 2001. Well, you know, I don't know whether or not we can believe the polls, but I would say that the polls are, this poll is probably rather accurate, I'm sorry to say. The figures might even be higher. And I think the negativity comes toward Islam. Of course, you know, there have been Islamic extremists who have done some dirty deeds. They're extremists of all religions, of course. People who are not religious become extremists and do dirty deeds. But again, this perception of Islam and of the Arabic people in general, and not all of whom are Islamic, there are many, many Arab Christians. This perception comes because of the major media bias in this country, a bias in favor of Israel and a bias against the Arab and Muslim countries. Well, with that having been said, I'm going to bring up our guest, Mark Glenn, the author of No Beauty in the Beast, Israel Without Her Mascara. Welcome aboard, Mark.
Thank you for having me. What an honor. I never thought the day would come.
Well, actually, you know, Mark has actually called in the program before. We talked to him briefly, but when I found out I was going to be doing this program, you were right at the top of the list of people who I was going to have on board. I have to say, just for the record, Mark has written some pretty nice things about me. So I don't have any hesitation in saying some pretty nice things about him. But in this case, what I say about Mark Glenn is well deserved. Now, Mark, you know, I have to say I had heard of you a long time before I ever talked to you on the phone or even had any idea who you were, because your writings about the Middle East problem were being widely circulated on the internet for the last several years. And, you know, here all of a sudden I'm getting these emails, people saying to me, have you seen this great article by this guy, Mark Glenn? And, well, a lot of times I had, because people were circulating your stuff all over and people were saying, who is this guy? He's really a great writer. He's really saying a lot of things. And so with that introduction, Mark, could you just tell, give us a few details, give our listeners a few details about who you are and how you got interested in what I like to call the problem of Israel.
Well, there's really nothing spectacular in it other than the fact that I am the father of many children. I'm just an average American guy, as the saying goes, and I don't have stacks of fancy degrees behind my name. I'm just a father who loves his children and a citizen who loves his country, and I can see that we are facing the most perilous times that we've ever faced. And it was for that reason that after September 11th happened, I said, you know, I need to find out more about what's going on. I need to begin reading the fine print, because now I've got these little children here whose futures I have to worry about. And I can't just believe what is being handed to me by a corporate media complex who I know I cannot trust. And so that really was, I never expected that it was going to go anywhere, but something just kind of kicked in, I guess you might say. And so here I am today speaking with the great Michael Collins Pike.
Well, I'm glad you think I'm great, because there's a lot of people who don't. But you know what? I always say you can not only judge a man by his friends and by his enemies. And you know what? You and I seem to have the same friends, Mark, and we also seem to have the same enemies. And from what I can see, our friends are a hell of a lot better people than our enemies.
Yes, they are. I'll take our friends any day of the week. They are good people. They're probably the last good people left on Earth, to be honest.
And Mark, you do have a particular talent which gives you an accessibility to a lot of news and information that a lot of Americans don't have. You speak several languages, do you not?
Yes, but I wouldn't say that it helps me out in any way. I mean, occasionally I'll run into an article that has been published in the foreign press. But in general, you know, as you have said before, Michael, a lot of the times you will find out what the real story is by mistrusting what is being brought to you.
Okay? and actually you can sometimes find out what the real story is by actually reading the mainstream press reading it with the proper glasses.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Mark, you have a website. I'd like you to give that address out. People, listen carefully for that.
You can read my writings or purchase my books if you're interested by going to www.crescentandcross.com. Crescent's one of those funny English language words that needs a little bit of care in spelling. It's C R E S C C-R-E-S-C-E-N-T, Crescent and Cross, all one word, crescentandcross.com.
And that's a crescent like the moon and cross like the cross on which Jesus Christ was crucified.
That's correct.
Crescentandcross.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mark, your second book is No Beauty in the Beast, but prior to that, you had a book, and I can never get this title right, Mark. It was Not My Words, But Theirs. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah,
Not My Words, But Theirs.
Tell us about that book, because it's a pretty interesting little book.
Well, as some people may or may not know, I am of Middle Eastern descent. And as all of this stuff was brewing with the war in Iraq, you know, I could see the things that were being said about the people of the Middle East.
Mark, I have to interrupt you right now, because, you know, I'm sure that there are people out there, when you said you're of Middle Eastern descent,
mm-hmm.
they might be saying, well, maybe he's an Israeli, maybe he's Jewish, or they're saying, well, maybe he's from Sudan, maybe he's a black man, or maybe he's a Muslim. Are you any of those, Mark?
No, I am a Christian. I was raised as an American. I mean, you know, occasionally I got to eat food at my grandparents' house, and I occasionally got to hear my grandfather swearing in Arabic. But in general, I was raised a typical American mutt, and that's it. Now, you probably wouldn't know that by looking at a picture of me. I inherited quite a bit from my grandfather, but just like you, and just like most of us whose forefathers came from other parts of the world. I was raised an American. I grew up, and my heroes were men like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and things like that. So.
Well, you know, Mark, you know, it's sad to say that, I even hate to have to qualify or clarify that, but, you know, in this day and age, particularly when people were thinking that there's, you know, for years we thought there were communists under every bed. Now we think there are Muslims under every bed, and there's going to be a lot of people out there, when you say Middle Eastern, they're going to say, oh, he's a Muslim propagandist. Mohammedan propagandist. He's an Arab.
Well, actually, I would qualify that even further by saying it's too bad that there aren't more Muslims in America, because since having gotten involved in this thing as a Christian, I have come to appreciate the Muslims in a way that I was not able to do before. I started, you know, I knew that what was being told to us by the mainstream media was not true concerning Islam, concerning the Muslims, and so I started reading, and I found out, boy, have we been snookered, you know. And
to
so,
say the least, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just began writing a few pieces. I said, you know, doggone it. It really was that the boy that had gotten his arms blown off that in Iraq that really, I think, was the catalyst for me. Seeing this 11-year-old boy with stubs on his hanging off of his body, his whole family had been killed. Because
you have children that age.
That's exactly right. And as I'm looking at this boy, I'm saying, you know what? That could have been my kid. And maybe someday it will be if we don't do something about this beast. And so from there, I just started writing a few pieces, and it got picked up. And like I said before, here I am now speaking with the great Michael Collins Piper.
Well, you know, Mark, you're not my words, but theirs. Tell us about, I mentioned at the beginning, we got sidetracked. My fault, not yours. Your words, not mine, you know. My words, not yours, I should say. Your book, Not My Words, But Theirs, is a very interesting book. And just tell us what the content of that is. Tell our listeners, I know what it's all about. But
the basis of it is that I am saying what I would imagine those who are the victims of this horrible atrocity taking place in the Middle East, I'm saying what I would imagine they would want to be said, since they cannot say it for themselves. They don't have a voice in our media. Everything that they say is misconstrued, or there are outright lies told about them. And so what I have done in this is to deconstruct the lies that have been told about the people of the Middle East. And by the way, by the people of the Middle East, I mean all of the peoples, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I paint the Muslims in the light that they deserve to be painted in, and I paint the Jews in the light in which they deserve to be painted as well. And so this collection of thoughts is really just my way of speaking up for these people and saying, you know what? We need to reexamine who they are and what they really believe before we launch ourselves into this war against a billion people.
Good point. A billion people. Mark Glenn is here with us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We have a nice hour ahead of us. Or not quite, but a lot of interesting things ahead with Mark Glenn.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper, correspondent for American Free Press, coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, your radio voice for truth. And we have a voice for truth on the show with us here this evening. That's Mark Glenn. His website is crescentandcross.com. He's the author of two books so far. One of them is No Beauty in the Beast, and the other one is not my words, but theirs. We're talking about Mark's books, and one thing which I found particularly interesting, Mark, in your writing is that you have pointed out that, you know, we often hear how the Muslims hate Jesus Christ and Christianity, and nothing could be further from the truth. Could you comment on that?
Yeah, that is one of the big lies of the collective big lie that has been told about the Muslims, is that they hate Jesus, that they hate Christianity. Interestingly enough, as I got into this business, as I started studying more about Islam and studying more about Judaism, I found out that what they were actually doing was that they were painting the Muslims in the same light that they paint Judaism. That the Muslims hold Jesus to be some depends on who you talk to, but many of the Muslims that I have met over the years have claimed Jesus as their master rather than Muhammad, interestingly. But anybody who sits down for an hour or so and reads the Quran will find that Jesus is mentioned more prominently in the Quran than even Muhammad is, and how prominently he plays into the Muslim religion.
Now, Mark, you just said something right there that it was is going to absolutely shock a lot of people who might otherwise not even be anti-Muslim, but who probably wouldn't know such a detail like that.
Yes. Yeah, and to be honest, I was surprised myself. I had Muslim friends when I was going to college and things like that. I never heard a disrespectful word come out of their mouth concerning Jesus or Mary or anything like that. But it wasn't something that I really took an interest in until, obviously, all of our political landscape had changed. And so, as I begin reading it, and I'll admit, even as a Christian, I know a lot of my Christian friends are not going to like this, but I actually found the Quran to be an extremely enjoyable piece of literature to read. If you didn't know any better, you would think that you were reading something that had been written by a Christian author.
You know, Mark, I have been told that very same thing by a number of my Christian friends who are very well read, and this is something, again, that, as you say, it's going to shock a lot of people, it's going to surprise a lot of people, but it doesn't surprise me because I've heard this before from some very well-informed Christians who are unquestionably Christians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, we have this thing now in this country. I suppose it could be an American thing, it could be a Western thing, I don't know, but this elitist mentality that there's only one way of doing things and any other way is just not worthy of even being considered. And so I think that this lends a lot towards why people don't know much about Islam. And also, sadly, it also is reflected to the fact that we trust the wrong people in giving us our information. If people sat down literally for just about 5 minutes, in 5 minutes' time, if every American that could read in this country sat down and read these quote-unquote offending passages of the Quran, this thing would be turned around overnight. They would find out that this entire portrait that has been painted for us concerning the Muslims, concerning the religion of Islam, is a complete farce. And, of course, on the other side of that coin, as you have mentioned, that this portrait that has been painted for us concerning the supposed Judeo-Christian alliance, it does not exist. It is a mythical creature that has been conjured up out of the imaginations of madmen. It does not exist. There's no such thing as Judeo-Christianity. It's like a creature that's half wolf and half lion.
I want to repeat your line because it's just so simple and so profound. There is no such thing as Judeo-Christianity. And I'm going to add to that, if anybody says there is, they are a liar or a fool.
That's exactly right. There's no such thing. And we have the words of Jesus himself to prove this. Now, of course, as soon as you bring the name of Jesus up, a lot of people will immediately put their hands over their ears in a symbolic sort of way because, they imagine Jesus as just being this religious figure. But, one of the ways that I have tried to portray him in my book is that his message went way, way deeper than simply something of organized religion. He was a freedom fighter. And if there was any time in history that this was obvious, now is not a better time because now the very people, the very ideology that he spent 3 years of his life trying to warn people about, now this beast that has been contained for the last 2,000 years has gotten loose. In no small part because of the foolishness of the Christian West, has gotten loose, gotten its hands on the reins of power, and now everything literally stands on the precipice of destruction because of this. And so, when we look at Jesus and we look at who he was and what he did, yes, he was this man who said these nice things and did these nice things, but he also had some pretty harsh words.
He threw the money changers out of the temple. He took on the Pharisees.
Yes, he took on the Jewish supremacists of his day, the Zionists of his day. He took them on, and in the last week of his life, he spent every available moment that he had warning mankind. He said, look, if you let this beast out of its cage, and you let it get into the kind of positions of power that it craves, then you people have had it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing some very interesting things here tonight, things that you need to know about and things your friends need to know about. So tell them to get on the horn here and tune in to rbnlive.com. This is Michael Collins Piper. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we go again, talking with Mark Glenn, the author of No Beauty in the Beast, and Not My Words But Theirs. In a moment, I'm going to give you a mailing address where you can order Mark's books if you don't get on the internet to order them. So get your pen and paper handy. In the meantime, I'll make a comment here. You know, it was very interesting. We were talking about Jesus Christ. He was a revolutionary of his day. And, you know, my friend and colleague of many years, Willis Cardo, once wrote an essay really exploring that whole very interesting theme. It's something that people don't realize. Now, Mark, before we give out your address and remind people that your website is crescentandcross.com, that's on the internet. I want you to talk. We've been talking about the Muslims, and of course the Muslims are the majority population of the Arab countries, but you know the forgotten people of the Middle East, the forgotten people of the Arab countries, and the forgotten people among the Palestinians, at least as far as Americans are concerned, are people who are Palestinian and Arab Christians. People don't associate the word Christian with Arab or with Palestinians. Talk about the Christians of the Middle East, Mark.
Well, first of all, you know, we have to realize that there are literally millions of them over there. Palestine, Jordan, Syria, Lebanon, Iraq. Iraq had one of the largest Christian populations in the Middle East.
And why? And if anybody wonders why Iraq has always been a target of international Zionism, Mark just provided you the answer right there. But continue, Mark.
Yeah, so this is one of the things that we have to remember. You know, we here in America and in the West in general, we are taught that the Muslims, as they went sweeping through the Middle East, that they were murdering Christians, forcing them to convert at the sword, destroying Christian churches, and this simply is not true. In the armies, as they the Muslim armies, as they swept through the Middle East, oftentimes you had Christians fighting in them as well. It was more of a political war and a war for gaining land than anything else. And in addition to, you know, there was a story that appeared within the last week telling about these three Jewish extremists who went into, I believe it was the Church of the Annunciation in Palestine. Armed with explosives, and they were going to blow the church up. This just happened within the last week. And, you know, what should have registered in people's minds was, well, wait a minute, this is a Christian church, and it's in Palestine? This is something that we really don't think much of.
Well, you know what, Mark, let me interrupt for a moment. I hate to interrupt because you are so articulate, and I'm not blowing smoke here. You are so articulate that maybe this point is, the reason why Americans don't understand this very simple point you are making so articulately is the fact that they think that those Christian churches over there, and this is what a lot of Americans think, they think those Christian churches over there are Christian churches for Europeans who live, you know, Germans and French and English and Americans who go to the Middle East. They think those churches are there for tourists.
Mm-hmm.
Those churches are there for the Christian Arabs who've lived there for thousands of years.
Yes, yes. How is it possible? How is it possible, if everything that we have been told about Islam is correct, how is it possible that we have literally tens of millions of Christians living over there? We have hundreds of Christian churches, the first Christian churches. They weren't demolished. They weren't blown up. They weren't converted into mosques. How is this possible? Somebody
Mark, I got to interrupt again because, you know, it occurs to me, and I've mentioned this on the show, and I think I mentioned this to you one time in a private conversation. Most of the Arab Americans that I personally know that I count as my friends are Christians, not converts to Christianity. These
mm-hmm.
are Arab American Christians whose family have been Christians
mm-hmm.
for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And, you know, you pointed out a couple of weeks ago, it was a brilliant thing, and actually I have to ask your permission so that I can steal it for a piece of writing.
Steal all you want,
But the insanity of Christian Zionism, I mean, you pointed it out perfectly when you said, you know, if you want to understand the insanity of Christian Zionism, it operates like this. A family of Christians living in Palestine whose ancestors have been there literally since the time of Christ, it's perfectly proper and moral to run them out so that some New York-born Jewish pornographer can go in and take that house or that land over for himself. If anybody wants to understand the insanity of Christian Zionism, that's a perfect way of putting it, because that is basically what has happened, is that you have had Christians being run out of their lands, out of their homes, because you have a select group of people, a select group of Christians who have bought into this lie that there is such a thing as the chosen people who just happen to be the people whom Jesus warned us about.
And, you know, Mark, I got to, you know, you ask your permission to steal it from me. Well, I have to say that point was made to me by my good friend, Christian evangelical broadcaster Dale Crowley. He made that point to me about 20 years ago. And as I noted earlier this week, and as I note in a story that appears in the issue of American Free Press that's now out in the mail, Dale Crowley was run out, his program, Focus on Israel, was run off the air by a Christian radio station, WFAX, right here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the whole point. You know, I can't understand, Mark, how any Christian American could take a stand over against their fellow Christians in favor of the Israelis, people who, let's put it out here, Mark, and you've written about this in your book. These people, they defile the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ. And now at that juncture, before we go any further, I want to give the address here. I hope the people have their pen and paper handy. Mark has two books. One of them we'll just call Beauty for short. That's the big book. It's about 300 pages. Beauty. Write that down. Beauty. Simple word. That book is, what, $20, Mark?
Yes, $20.
And people can order that from JTB Publications. JTB Publications.
As in John the Baptist.
John the Baptist. That's easy to remember. JTB Publications. The P.O. Box. P.O. Box 27. Carrywood, Idaho. That's CareyWood, Carrywood, Idaho. ID for short. 83809. The other book we'll call Words. That's not my words, but theirs. That book is $10 plus how much postage?
$2, I believe.
Okay, so $12 total. And again, you can order that book from JTB Publications, John the Baptist Publications, P.O. Box 27, Carrywood, Idaho. That's all one word, Carrywood, Idaho, 83809.
And okay. Incidentally, there are folks out there who are still waiting for copies. I apologize. Please be patient. I did not anticipate the magic behind the power of my friend's article.
Well, folks, you can get the online editions of the book, too, at crescentandcross.com.
Anybody out there who's still waiting for a book, just please hold on a little bit longer. They are on the way.
Okay. Well, Mark, I mentioned it in your book. You talk about, you talk very frankly about the real hatred toward Christ and Christianity that can be found in the Holy Land, in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Not on the part of the Muslims, but on the part of the ruling Jewish theocracy that reigns in Israel. And please talk about that. A lot of Christians who are listening here tonight, like the person who sent me that email, I don't think they realize how much virulence there is toward the Christian faith and the Christian people, the Christian Arabs of the Middle East, not just of Palestine, but of all the Middle East.
Well, first of all, what I would recommend any Christian who has embraced this oxymoronic idea of Judeo-Christianity, go back and read your Gospels. Read about the conflict that existed between Jesus and not just the Pharisees, but really Jesus and Judaism. You know, the thrust of my book, No Beauty in the Beast, is that the beast of the apocalypse that we have been waiting for now for the last 2,000 years, it's been here the whole time. We just have not recognized it. And that beast is Judaism, okay? When you go back and you look at what Jesus was waging war against, he was waging war against this thing known as Judaism. And spare me any arguments about, oh, this is the religion of the Old Testament and this is what God gave to Abraham. No, that is incorrect. To say that Judaism was the covenant that was given to Abraham is like saying that America today is the same as it was America 200 years ago. They're two entirely different animals. And so the hatred for Christianity existed literally from the moment that Jesus began his ministry, when he opened the scrolls and announced that he had come to release the oppressed and to save those who had been imprisoned. They picked up stones to cast at him. And there was an unbroken chain of this animosity between Jesus and the Jewish leaders during his entire 3 years, which obviously culminated in his execution. If you want to understand the face of the beast, of the apocalypse, then all you need to do is to go back and look at what happened between Jesus and these Pharisees.
Well, Mark, let me interrupt again. I hate to do it, but, you know, you just keep instigating me here. I have to make two points. Number one, I was doing some research in a book published in Israel about, it was a book published in Israel about, I even forget the topic of the book, but in the course of reading this book, I discovered something very, very interesting, and that is the fact that in the days of ancient Rome, the Jews were harassing the early Christians so much, engaging in anti-Christian terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
I emphasize that anti-Christian terrorism by the Jews, it got so bad that the Roman authorities had to pass statutes or had to hand down rules prohibiting the Jews from terrorizing Christians, number one.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Second point, I know that there are some listeners out there. I've had a couple calls since I started the show. People say they don't like to talk. They don't like you talking about religion. Well, you know what, folks? We're not although we're talking about religion, in one sense, what we're really talking about here is hardcore politics.
That's exactly right. Hardcore politics.
Mm-hmm. Violence, war, mm-hmm. terrorism.
Yes, that's exactly
against
right.
Christians because they happen to be Christians. We're not even really discussing the merits of Christianity. We're not really discussing the merits of Judaism or Islam. We're talking about hardcore politics here.
That's exactly right, yes. And we make a tragic mistake when we only see Jesus in the way that the Jewish agenda tries to portray him today, which is this effeminate, soft-spoken man who only said nice things and told us that we should allow evil men to do whatever it was that they wanted to do with us.
You know, my late friend DeWest Hooker, quite a man, and I'm going to talk about him here in the show one night. Very interesting character. I wish so many people out there, including you, Mark, in particular, would have been able to meet this guy. But, you know, I remember one time, in his last public appearance before he died, West made a very simple and very profound statement. He said, Jesus was no sissy.
That's exactly right. Yeah, he said, I have not come to bring peace. I have come to bring the sword. Okay. Now, of course, you know, we can spiritualize that, we can allegorize that if we want, but in actuality, when you look at what he was and what he did, he was a divider. He said, look, you can either listen to me and you can follow me, or you can follow these people. Now, if you follow me, I promise that I will bring you peace, you will have peace in your homes, your countries will be well ordered. Or you can let these people over here run things. And obviously today we can see what kind of mess happens when they get to run things. We are in the middle of World War III now because of it.
Well, you know, I'm glad you just set me up to comment here something that I was thinking as you were speaking. You know, we hear about this clash of civilizations. This has been promoted by these Zionist propagandists like Bernard Lewis and Samuel Huntington, and you know, a wide variety of people who really are they're trying to stoke up a war, and what they're trying to do is get the United States to carry the water, to send off the missiles, to explode the bombs, and send off more and more American kids to fight in this clash of civilizations on behalf of Zionism and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I emphasize that Zionism, although it represents the state of Israel, it's also an international movement mm-hmm. that has come to such power and influence in this country that, as my book, The New Jerusalem, suggests, they look upon the United States as their tool. And they want the clash of civilizations, and they are using the Christians of America to carry out this plan of violence.
Well, I'll go one step further than that in saying that this clash of civilizations, you know, when people ask me, is it a war on terrorism? I say, no, it's not. It's a war on Islam. And they say, oh, it's a war on Islam? And I say, no, it's a war on Christianity. What is really going on here is that the Muslim world is the last remaining obstacle to them being able to declare victory over the world.
Repeat that again, Mark. It's a very important point.
Islam as a culture, Islam as a religion, Islam as a way of life is the last remaining barrier that remains standing against the Zionist agenda.
Okay.
Now, the Zionist agenda has always been, and when I say always, I mean all the way back to the time of Christ when they put him to death and when they were hunting down his followers and putting them to death as well. They want this philosophy, this ideology stricken from the face of the earth, and they have dreamed of this day in which we're living today when they actually had the power to do it. Now, as it stands right now, the Muslims are the only ones left standing in the way. Once they are gone, all of those resources that the Zionists right now have to put towards fighting the Muslims, fighting a billion people, once that is gone, then they will be free to use those resources to wiping the Christian world out.
And I just want to add, Mark, we have a caller here who's been very patient, and I want to bring him up, but I want to make a point here as follow-up to what you've just said. To accomplish this, to accomplish the destruction of Islam, there's only one way they can do it, and that is using the military might of the United States to do it. In other words, they are pushing us to a world war.
That's right.
A world war. Now let's bring Ron, very patient Ron from Oklahoma, up. Ron, come on up. We're going to have a break coming up, and we'll keep you on over the break if necessary.
Well, you guys, it doesn't get better than this. I can't even believe that we have Mark Glenn and Michael Collins Piper on the same program. This
pretty scary.
Oh, scary. It is unbelievable. I've been here having chills all since you guys have been on. It doesn't get better than this. You know, Michael Collins, your book on New Jerusalem and High Priests of War is... And the things that Mark has been writing about, and not my words but theirs, are, you know, they're hand in glove, and they are just unbelievable. And there is no better truth than the kinds of things that you guys are writing about and talking about.
Ron, we have this break coming up here. Stick around, and we have one more caller who just jumped in. We're going to bring him up in the closing minutes. Folks, get your pen and paper handy if you want to get this address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper returning to you here on the Republic Broadcasting Network for our final 5 minutes. Folks, thanks to people like our guest, Mark Glenn, the fast-forward-moving tidal wave of the future. Nationalism, nationalism all around the world is going to sweep Zionism and its Judas goats under. We have Ron from Oklahoma here. Ron, you paid some very nice compliments to both Mark and I, but we have another caller here. If you have any final comments, please jump in there. And,
yes, I would just like to say that Mark Glenn, I hope that you have him back on again. You guys have so much to talk about. but I, you know, Mark Glenn has hit the deal, hit the nail right on the head that the Zionist agenda is to turn Christianity and Islam against each other and play them just like they did with Iraq and Iran, supplying both sides with weapons during the Iraq-Iran war because they have a vested interest in keeping the Islamic nations at war with each other, just like they've broken up Iraq now and they have all that turmoil there. They're trying to do the same thing with Christianity and Islam. And Mark Glenn is the only guy who evidently is realizing that, and we need to do everything we can to help get his message out. Thank you guys so
Ron,
much.
Ron, I appreciate that. That gives me the opportunity to remind people Mark's website is crescentandcross.com, and you can order his books at JTB, as in John the Baptist Publications, P.O. Box 27, Kerrywood, Idaho, 83809. If you can't get that zip code down, ask the people at the post office for it. Okay, we got Art from Kansas. Art, you probably have about a minute to go here, so why don't you come on up and talk to Mark?
Okay, whatever the outcome of the Middle East, I just want to give you this alert that many of the flags of the countries that we're involved with contain the colors of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Well, I tell you what, it looks like we have an apocalypse coming up, and
yep.
That's why people like Mark Glenn and myself and lots of other good people are trying to do something about it and trying to prevent this disaster, because if we do have an apocalypse, it's going to be of humankind's making, and I don't think that's what Jesus Christ wanted.
Oh, I don't think so.
No. Mark, do you have any closing remarks here? Because
yeah,
we are going to be wrapping it up, yeah.
I'd like to I want to read just a section. There was an email that I had gotten from some snotty little Jewish supremacist a year ago, and I included it in my book. But I think that this pretty much will sum it up for people who still have questions in their mind as to whether or not there is this friendship between Christianity and Judaism. And he writes to me, and he says, "We Jews are superior to dirty-blooded non-Jews like you. While your ancestors were sleeping with the swine in the forests of Europe, my ancestors were building the city of Jerusalem. Israel will come to be the world's newest superpower. Perhaps you do not yet see that the worst is awaiting your kind in the face of the coming Islamic-Christian war from which my kind will rise victorious."
Well, Mark, like you say, I think that says it all. And, this is really what we're dealing with. I guess we're going to have to close on that note for now. I want to thank Art and our other callers. And thank you, Mark, for coming on. We'll definitely have Mark Glenn back. In the meantime, folks, this is Michael Collins Piper signing off. Keep listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Scary though it may be. See you tomorrow night, folks.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.